But what you see in what Nelson is saying is that God is putting things into his heart. And that is what we say to every one of you here, that you are not called here because you are followers and this. No, you are called here because you are also a leader in your own respective sphere. And leaders have meeting of leaders. There are conferences and congresses where world leaders meet, where you see presidents all on the same table. The United Nations platform is one platform like that. There are other conferences. So this is that kind of like in the kingdom, that everybody here has a vision and a gift from God to erect something in the earth. Which is so interesting. Which is just so interesting. So that nobody sees themselves as anything, something less than what God has ordained for them to be. No, in truth, they really see themselves as the true picture of who they are designed to be. And the people who really do, when they come for these meetings, they see a need to come back again. So when we talked about revival yesterday, comments on revival, how it first began in structure, is because for anything to happen on the earth, God always institutes structure for it. God always institutes structure for it. So one of the critical requirements of this revival will ride on the wings of very precise structure. What did I say?
The revival will ride on very precise structure.
Yes, it will ride on the wings of very precise structures. And the structures will not be all alike. Say it, let me hear. The structures will not be all alike. That's excellent. The structures will be rebuilt according to as revealed. The structures will be built as revealed. And their nature by design is according to function and purpose. God wants you to build organizations, not just churches. God wants you to build organizations because his people would need work. His people need to be engaged. God will want you to build structures of business places. Some of you, your calling is into business. That's where your office is. You may fellowship within the four walls of the church, rightly so, and have, but your calling, where your anointing functions, is in business. Because when you go there, you find your prophetic gift coming alive and your wisdom is beginning to flow. Because that's where your calling is located. The structure, that business that you have been, the calling into that business has a defined structure for it. It serves a purpose within the marketplace of God. Because the people don't live within the church walls. They live in ordinary life. They live in daily living. I'm very sure none of you entered your church today. Let me ask. Pastor Nelson. let me start with Nelson. Did you go to church today?
No, sir.
Can you believe that? So he's not going to go again. Of course not. Comfort. Did you go to church?
No, sir.
Oh, that's serious. So you are no longer in the presence of God. Ufedo. Ufedo is not there. Let me ask Apostle Peter.
Yes, sir.
Did you go to church today?
Yes, sir.
You had service?
No, foundation, maturity, sir.
Yes, okay. So it's like a training going on, not a service.
Yes, yes.
So it's not like the general church came to church now, did they?
No, sir.
When you went to church today, was the people you saw, were they up to 50% of the Sunday service population?
Not even 25%.
You can't even be up to that. Because the people that had to that came. Yes. So where are they? Where are the church people?
Most of them probably at home or business, something else.
They are in society.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes, sir.
Some of they are in work, they are at work. Some are inside office, some are at market, some are at the market, some are at the business places. So how will the revival be effective if it's only happening inside the church?
Okay.
Okay, and if you say okay, there should the revival is if we should hold service forever, who will be cooking food for the people? Who will now sell food? Who will go and supply water? Who will be operating the power plant? Who will be in the hospital treating the sick? Who will be the engineers that will be at the power stations ensuring that there's light? If all of us now be in church forever and ever on earth, the economy will suffer.
Yes, sir.
We'll have time for fellowship, but being forever, 24 hours forever, is not still God's design. Because it's us. In that way, we will not reveal the glory to the earth. We'll be revealing it to ourselves. And that's not what scripture says. So, a good number of us today were not in church. Where were we? We were at work. Okay, some of you didn't even go to work today. But some of us, this nature and structure of engagement still makes us. So at the end of today, I was at a function, which accounts for part of why I even delayed. So I had two functions by the evening. We were at the graduation for a catering school today. And at some point, we took the opening remark and gave a speech to the people. But at the end of the day, we still got the scripture came inside. You know, the scripture is the foundation for all this. So where are the people if they are not in church? They are in their offices. So if you build an organization, that organization will be the church that they will be on Monday.
Sir.
Do you get that? The organization will be the church. If you have a computer institute, a training facility, they left church on Sunday, they are coming to another church on Monday morning. And they have a pastor. It's you, the CEO. Because the Holy Ghost is on you very well.
Yes.
So it's church after church. That's what the church is. They go into the marketplace to do business. They meet another apostle there. The apostle is selling baby clothes. A big store. He has people working under him. He's an apostle. Sure, when you enter the store, you can sense presence because he's a priest. That is how the revival is for creation. We have taught us, we said that this revival is the revival of God's glory. Very well said. But the glory of God is to be revealed to creation, not just the church. The church is the channel of revelation. So if the purpose of this revival is outward, why will you not go to where the place is? Martin Luther said that if we fight on every front, except for the front that is currently under attack, we lose the battle. The point is, you must go to the action center before you perform action. Imagine there is war going on now, and somebody stays in his house and begins to fire rifle all over the place. Will he have any effect?
No, sir.
Where will he have to go to?
To the war front, sir.
Your English is correct. That's the war. To the war front. You know what that means? To the front of the war, where the action is going on. So it is some of you that are the people, some of you that may not even have typically, you are not this, you are not like you pass to a church and this. It's you that you are even more that you have the action. So you are the real that will have the action center. Because this time God is taking it outward. The people that are players in the household. Not when I'm saying people, I'm going to all of us here and everybody be heavy. Players outwardly that are the hero of the drama of this action sequence. You are the main character of the plot. Because if Maureen has a big organization and she has people under her, she's an apostle of Jesus Christ. Yes, she is an apostle of Jesus Christ. She's an apostle of Jesus Christ. But you see how we are corporate suits and go to corporate meetings. She's an apostle. When she speaks, the Holy Spirit flows to her because she's not preaching, but she's talking by the power of God. And everybody hears the wisdom inside. She's talking about business ideas, but you can sense the Spirit. Because the Spirit for her is not it's not just an entity that occupies a sacred temple as a structure. It's a friend she has that is always with her. So that Spirit is part of her ordinary day life. So she goes to Ephesus, she's going with the Holy Spirit. As she's talking from tables, the Holy Spirit is flowing. She shines before men. And they see the good works of God. That girl is doing the work of the kingdom. So the revival will ride on the wings of structures. That is why we began to prophesy from 2020, 2021, that there will be rise of kingdom structures. Every one of you. So when people come to me and say, I have an idea, I want to start selling bonds, I want to start doing this, I try to bring forge out of it the will of God inside. So that they can see how it can become a kingdom work. That is why it goes through a lot of things. I had one brother come to me back there in school, he was doing that. Whenever he comes to me that he wants to do this, I will make the task difficult because I wanted it to forge. I wanted the kingdom to forge out of it so that it becomes an expression of the kingdom. Sometimes I ask him to fast. I don't know if he does. Sometimes I ask him, be in this meeting so I can pray with you. I don't get to see him. Sometimes he comes very late. And sometimes he comes and leaves. So he didn't really hold. When people come to me and discuss their own plans, I like when people come to me and discuss things, visions and ideas and structures that they have in mind to construct and to build. And then I work with them to see how they can give birth to it as a vision of God. So that God can be implicated inside of it. He has a place in it, so he will support it. Let me tell you, the resources of God's kingdom are channeled in the direction of God's vision. Say it again. The resources of God's of the kingdom are channeled in the direction of the vision of the kingdom. If there is no vision of the kingdom, Mr., you have not given the kingdom enough reason to prosper it, because it may even lead to unrighteousness. Do we understand?
Yes, sir.
At the round tables, you will get wisdom. And that's why the brother shared yesterday that he saw a lamp with oil, and that is the passing of revelation. And for everybody that was around the table, you were encountering it. You were making contact, interacting with that presence. Some of you begin to have clearer visions. Not vision as seen is alone, clearer perception. That's what I mean. You will get it. You wonder, it will become clearer. It's working. My God. All of these are necessary. This, the revival that is to come, that's why when we spoke on the platform introducing this meeting, we said that aspects were revealed and we could say we now comprehend by God's grace the scope, the aspects of the revival, that mysteries that are yet to come, we have places by God where it fits in and we can still comprehend because God revealed to us a very important and a significant thread line of what is ongoing. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
We are not congregating so that you can be, it's so that you can develop. God showed us majorly, and time will come, those things will be unveiled also. But for you personally, you are not less than the people that God calls and give a structure to build. If you are faithful, it will become another thing in the earth. you can be anything. You can be the next Abraham of this generation. It doesn't matter what you look like now. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
So, the round table here is very necessary. It's a childbirth of necessity. And when something is a function of necessity, especially here in the kingdom, we have to give it the earnest heed. Peter speaking, he said, the Hebrew author said, we have to give the more earnest heed to the things we have heard, which less anytime we let them sleep. You give it earnest heed. I bless everyone that is here tonight. As you are here on this round table, as you are sharing files in the spirit that carries memos and documents of the kingdom. You know the way they sit in a round table in a board meeting, and then the secretary or the scribe of the company goes and shares documents for the people, things that they will be discussed for them to have understanding. As those files, really there's that kind of arrangement going on, which is why you saw the passing of revelation here yesterday as an administrator on this table. Things are sinking into people. Some of you will pick it up almost immediately. Some of you will discover it by God. But they are all traceable to this gathering and this table. I congratulate you in Christ. If you follow Christ completely, you will not be a small individual. Doesn't matter where you are coming from. The seed of the kingdom becomes a mountain in the earth. You saw it in the vision of Nebuchadnezzar and the prophecy of Daniel, where he said, the king said he saw a stone cut out, and then the stone become a mountain and fill the whole earth. The seed of the kingdom inside of you, the destiny is to fill the whole earth. So if you are part of that kind of arrangement, you can't be small. Like somebody has observed and said, every part of an elephant is big. Even the baby of an elephant is bigger than a matured goat. Why? It comes from the big genes. The gene that is big. The seed of the kingdom of God in you is great. Its potential is great. If you give it the opportunity to develop completely, there's no how you'll be anything less than it. Jesus is Lord. Pay attention to the round tables. Things are going on. Even if we are not speaking and pray, as already being here, it's a fellowship, it's a flow. Things are going on. Even right now, things are going on. There's a flow around the table. Things are going on. Things are going on. There's a flow around the table. There's a flow around the table. There's a flow around the table. Just be in the spirit and just be praying gently. There's a flow around the table. Sink into the flow. Flow. There's a flow. Just be sensitive to the spirit. I don't want to say be in the spirit, because if I say be in the spirit, it begs the question, where have you been? So I'd rather say be more sensitive. Be sensitive now. Just flow in the spirit. Give attention. There's a flow here, my God. Just flow. The round tables of God. Just flow. Just flow. 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 Reko shatara barabash. Jeketere barababare babush. Rebete kelebrahanamash. Rife keso patatarabash. Setere babarako shetere babush. Just flow. Wow. Thank you. In Jesus' most precious name we have prayed.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When we now, there's a flow going on. Yesterday I taught us about what we spoke about structures and then heaven. I think this evening there's more of administration. And we already have something packaged to see the more comments on revival. But today let's talk about administration, because that's what is going on. It will be your best interest if you come here and something lands inside of you. I've been in heaven's administration. I've been in the councils where administrations go. What is an administration? Administration is the activity that goes on in God's kingdom where things are given, and they can be anything. You will not believe this, or you will not understand this, if the kingdom is not actual to you. When we say the kingdom of God, some persons say that it is a mindset. That is true, because the kingdom filters into your mindset. Because you can know somebody is from a particular part of this country or a particular nation of the world if you interact with them and know, see how they think. That is, the culture of where he lives has entered his mind. So he thinks according to where he's from. So if you see the kingdom culture, it's a cultural mindset somebody possesses, you are not wrong. But if you insist that that is what it's all about, you can't be any wronger than that. If there's a word like wronger, you can't be. That is the finality. It's actual. It is a place. The kingdom has order. They are telling you that there's a king in the kingdom. There is structure in it. The things that come to you come from a place. The angels that visit you come from a place and return back to a place. Angel Gabriel is somewhere now in heaven, unless it is on assignment on earth. When he visited Zachariah, he was not always in the temple. But that day, when Zachariah went, he saw him in the temple. After he left Zachariah, he went to another place again and met with Mary. After that, we didn't hear from him again. So where is he? He is somewhere. He told Zachariah where he walks. He told Zachariah, he said, I walk in God's presence. That is where I stand. Zachariah was insensitive to his office, which was a matter of concern, because Zachariah himself also walks inside the presence. So he should have been sensitive or acknowledged that even though he was here on earth walking in the presence of God, there were other people who walk also in the actual where the presence of God is. You know, when you say God is revealed, or the presence of God is revealed, it means that the source is from a place. Those of you that have, and everybody does, when you turn on your light, the reflection travels. You can see the reflection from a distance. You interact with the reflection, it shines on you. Because of the effect of it shining on you, it doesn't deny that the source comes from above. So when they say there is a revelation of an angel, or the presence of God, you should know that it's shining from somewhere. That somewhere is shining from is the source. The effect of the rays and the light energy and the streams of energy of light that flows around, that is the light, the effect of it. It's an expression. Michael the angel exists. Somebody say Michael the angel exists.
Michael the angel.
He is somewhere now. He may not be in your immediate environment, but he is in a realm somewhere operating that you can't go to by human energy. And he may not come to you if his assignment does not cut across you. Michael exists and he's a citizen of God's kingdom. He has an office there. Just what he does. The gifts of God that come to you come from a place. The angels that come to perform a particular task in a season of your life, they came from a place. If you say the kingdom is just a mindset, so where did Elijah go to in the flesh? So Elijah is inside your mind. Or what? Elijah has entered heaven. Okay, you think he entered here and became a cloud? No, Elijah is moving and walking. He's alive. He's doing something somewhere where he is now. You must see the kingdom like that. The administrations in the kingdom, they are givings. You know, when you come to the administrative aspect of a government, then you have, like, okay, let's talk about Nigeria now. You have the president of the head of the executive and the grand commander, and then you have the legislative arm and the judiciary. Then, under the auspices of the office of the presidency, then there are ministries with individuals over them. So you have the Ministry of Finance, the Ministry of Health, the Ministry of Transport, the Ministry of Power, the Ministry of Science and Technology, the Ministry of Justice, with ministers set over them. Now, those ministries combine, or they assemble, they encompass the total welfare of a nation. The health people, they deal with health. The monetary aspect of, they deal with the finance. The law and every justice, they deal with the justice. Agriculture is there. If there is a need for an aspect to come, the presidency may decide to forge another ministry. Some tenors ago, and in some people's government, new ministries were created. And further on, after a while, some other ministries became merged. So you have ministry of this and this. Some of them were individual ministries before. But when they saw that there was no point having them apart, they merged them. The office of the presidency administers to each aspect of the economy and of the nation through these channels. The president will not come directly and start impacting health. He will do it through the office. From the federal level, from the ministry, through the minister, and then to the state level through the commissioner. The commissioner is the state level counterpart of the federal level minister. All you see is administration. Somebody say administration.
Administration.
When you see administration, you will see it's a structure. So really, there are administrations in God's kingdom, because actually the kingdom of God is realer than your state. The kingdom of God is more tangible than your local government. You can't comprehend it because, like I said, it's in a realm that you are separated from. Naturally, humans are separated from it. It wasn't designed to be like that. So if you tell somebody, take me to the kingdom, you can't enter Benue Links or silver travels, because like we said yesterday, there's a separation. Unless the door is open that you enter by the spirit, you can't. That's why Jesus said, unless a man is born again, he won't see the kingdom. Unless he's born of spirit, he can't. My God, you see the entering part. What did you say about that? To enter, he say he must by the spirit. So you can enter the kingdom That's what he was teaching. Let's see that in John chapter 3. Glory to God. John chapter 3, when the disciple Nicodemus came to Jesus at night to question him. All right, let's start from verse 6. Okay, no, let's go to. Jesus said to him, say, unless a man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom. The word see there means to perceive. It's the Greek word eido. But look at what he says. Unless a man is born of water and of the spirit, he can't enter. Somebody say enter.
Enter.
Why we said to you yesterday that the apostle John, to enter into the door, the Bible says he was in the spirit again, to go through the gates. So you use spirit travels. You can't use Benway links or silver travels or mass transit of this to go into the kingdom. Like we said yesterday, the realms are sealed from one another. You don't even know the gates. You don't know how to enter. If I tell somebody now, let's enter the presence of God physically, you want to travel up. NASA people have been doing that. They only go to burning gases. But John the Beloved entered it in the spirit. You see Jesus saying it again, unless he is born of the spirit, he can't enter. So the kingdom of God is realer than where you are. It's just that the realm, that's the design. People say God hid himself. No. He didn't hide himself. That's who he is. Paul said, unto the king immortal, invisible. God's nature is invincible. This revelation we had it many years ago. That is not trying to be. That's what he is. He's an invisible God. But he is not invisible. You know. He's invisible to the people here. But there are people that are in his realm. He's not actually invisible to them. Unless he decides to take himself to another realm where, you know, in the spirit realm, what is lower cannot see what is higher. So there are realms where angels are invisible to men. But there are realms where you think angels between themselves can't see themselves. So if Michael, okay, let's say Michael is an archangel, right? Okay, let's say the prince Michael and let's say Gabriel, both of them are together. Then Michael will not see Gabriel because Gabriel is in this. No, they will see. If you read the visions of John, you see both angels talking to each other. He said, make this man understand the vision. When shall these things be? You're on the same plane. This understanding of the reality and of the structure of the kingdom must be clear. We are talking about administration, and this is why we are going there. So there is administration, there is how things flow in the kingdom. Revelation chapter 1 verse 1 said the revelation of Jesus Christ which God gave to him. See, the revelation of Jesus Christ which God gave to him, it came from God to show to his servant. I say, and he sent and signified it to his servant John through an angel. So there was the Father, the Son by his spirit, and then there was an angel who was administering the vision. So that book of Revelation, it was an angel. You can see that at some point, the messenger was revealed. John will want to worship. He said, don't worship me, I'm like you. That means, I have the testimony of Jesus. I'm also a saint. The word angel is angelus. It means messenger. That's why you see, he tells the angel of the church in this. He's talking to the messenger, to the pastor. to the person whom he sent to it. So if you are a messenger of God and your name is James, you can call you Angel James too, because you are a messenger. That's what it means. Angelus or Malik in Hebrew. The structure. The things that... my God. J structure. It's real, it's tangible. J is administration. And there... Now, let's begin from Revelation chapter 4 tonight. It's not what we wanted to share, but because of what just happened, I want us to properly enter into it so that you know what's going on here. When you read Revelation chapter 4, as we began to read yesterday, when the prophet John saw the door open and he somehow entered the realm, he went into an administrative meeting going on. And I said to us yesterday that what was happening in Revelation chapter 4 was not a worship session from the beginning. That's why you see the 24 personalities, they were all sitting on the throne with the crown on their head. When worship started, they came down from the throne and threw the crown away. That's where worship started. But before worship started, there was a meeting going on. That was why the voice said to John, come up. They were telling him, change the realm where you are to see. Which confirms to you what we are saying, that it's possible for you to be, if you're on a lower plane in creation or a lower realm in creation, you can't see what is high. You can't see the higher realm. The higher realm will see you. So John was already in the spirit, but the realm where that meeting was going on was higher, far above where he was. So they had to say, come up to this realm. The door, they left the door open for him. And the scripture didn't say he entered through the door. He only entered through the spirit. He said, and I was in the spirit. He saw the door. He didn't say, and I went through the door. He said, immediately I was in the spirit. Why? The spirit is the doorway into the realms of God. Unless a man is born of the spirit, he can't enter. When he entered the spirit and passed through the door, figuratively, he went there and saw that a meeting was already going on because they had already sat down. I don't want to use another book to teach you something that was happening, but let's just stay here. The meeting was already going on. He only went there and met the session of the meeting. There was no seat for himself. That's why if you read further, you say he went outside, he was crying. There was no seat. He was there to see what was going on. Now, hear this prophetic word. There are meetings like that that still go on in secret places. Let's leave it here. Much later in God, we'll make this statement known. Further, there are meetings like that that go on in realms. The Bible says that the Spirit will search all things, yea, the deep things of God. That meeting going on was inside the deep things of God. As when John entered inside of it, he met the session going on. They were having that session, they were sitting. And then it was revealed that a document was the reason why they were discussing. It formed the principal reason why they were discussing. Because after John saw the vision of the council, then the principality of all creation, the God himself of all creation, the Messiah, the Lord of all the universes, everything inside of him. How would I describe him now? The Almighty himself. He was holding a document. They were discussing administration. And they were finding candidates. It is in that council meeting they mentioned the tribe's name, Judah. They say, what of Judah? They called the name of a man on earth. That name, Judah, it was his mother that named him. The mother named him when he came as a firstborn, and he said, I will praise God. And he called his name Judah. And they mentioned his name, and they searched his lineage, and they found a man. Right now on this table as I speak, there are files just going on. I taught you this prophecy and this mystery so that when I say it, you won't say, ah, there's a file, so that you will get the depth. There are files going on. And some of them are classified revival files. Somebody say revival files.
Revival files.
And they are entering into people's spirits. Some it will, it's so, and majorly is coming as direction. It's filtering as coming to people's spirit and becoming direction. It's becoming light. It's becoming impartation. It's becoming access. Some is becoming employment in the sense that you are giving an access. God said to Zechariah, Joshua the high priest, in the book of Zechariah, he said, and I will give you places, a place to walk among those that stand here. You don't know what that means. He said, I will give you office in my presence. You will have function with those that stand here. Who are those that stand here? They are the likes of Gabriel. The likes of Gabriel that say, I stand in God's presence. God said to that Joshua, he said, I will give you a place. It's employment. He said, you have served physically in the tabernacle and these things are out of place. He said, now I'm giving you actual function to serve in my presence. And you will minister to me directly and serve before me. Some of you, for the first time, you actually begin to have function in heaven. Somebody will say, what does that ever mean in creation? That is because you are around the grace by God. That by God happened a measure of access at this level to make interactions with certain realms, with deep realms in Christ by the gift of His grace. Files are going on. Files are going on. I gave you the picture of when there's a board meeting and then the secretary stands up and begin to share files. And the files contain memos. They contain agenda. They contain objectives. Some files are specific. See, where is the file for the regional manager of so-so-so place? And then they bring the file and hand over to him. See, that contains the action points for your department. You have to work on that. And let everyone in your team know where the company is heading. And let those things be handled. And let ideas be developed in that direction. The next time we assemble here, we need your report. There are those kinds of things going on around this desk right now. It's sinking into your spirit. Now, what you are before face to face now is what is called spirit administration. Because as we are, it's going on. Oh God, I wish you get it. This is not a meeting you hear, it's a meeting you attend, you experience. Some person may not be used to this kind of arrangement. They are more used to where I speak and you say amen. It's one level. But there's this one where you are inside it. There are some of you now, you are sensing presence all around you. There's a presence here. A massive presence. It's more like this, a presence of a being. This is not just the revelation of God's. Yes, this presence is emanating from a being. My God. A B-I-N-G. B-E-I-N-G. There's a being. This presence is radiating. It's a glory of a being that is here. And like we can't say this is an angel. This is a personality from God. It's radiating from his glory in Christ. There's a presence here. Just go ahead, be praying. pray in your heart, same thing and receive. Rakato Sheketele Breke Supalabayaka Sheketele. These are administrations. These are administrations. These are administrations. Ay, Tahala Masha. There's a presence here. This revelation I'm seeing is not just that the glory of God. There's a presence from whom this thing is emanating. And this presence is a familiar one. That is, it's a presence that we've had contact and experience. We know what he does by God, by our spirit. There's a presence here, and this glory we are sensing is emanating from him. You know, when you are in a room, there's light, and then you sense another light, you can tell the direction. That is, you are in the glory and then you sense another glory. It's still the glory of God, you know, but you know this one is coming from a source not far. A source around. There's a presence here, my God. It's emanating. A spirit being of God. Just thinking. You are in administration. This is not the kind of, I say, you say amen. You receive. We are teaching you how to interact with your spirit. So you are in administration, just sinking and flow. My God. Receive. We shout amen. Take the files. Sink it in. Come on now. Father, we give you peace. That's the fire. Revival files. Oh my goodness. Revival files. Leko Santaraba Koshakata Patakaso Preketesia Baraka. Revival files. Just sink it in. Take it. Accept it. Revival files. Sink it in. Take it. Leko Santaraba Baraka Shatara. Thank you. Those documents are being given to people. Some of you are receiving the file of your calling, some extra, some supplementary files. That is why you didn't have understanding at first. Some documents were not in fact. You are receiving the full documents. Some would distill. Now, some of these documents will distill to you as visions you will see in the night. Some will distill to you as revelations that will start occurring in your heart, in your spirit. Revelations that will start occurring in your spirit. They are revival documents, insight and revelation. Wow, my God. Take it in, receive. Let it be installed in your spirit. Receive it, let it become part of you. These things I'm saying, we are not playing. In Revelation chapter 10, Kai, the word is becoming clearer. In Revelation chapter 10, there was a mighty angel that stood before John. And they said to him, go and collect the book the angel came with. And he went there and he said, give me the book. And he ate the book. And when he ate the book, they told him, this is the revelation of the book. You will prophesy to many people. They didn't tell him the content of the prophecy. They only told him what the document was about. Because you read this book, you will prophesy. What will I prophesy? John didn't ask. The prophecy was inside the books he ate. That angel in Revelation chapter 10 is the same order of angel and the kind of angel I'm saying is here. His glory was massive. The angels that bear scrolls from heaven. My God. You see how it plays in Revelation chapter 10 clearly. It's giving explanation to what we are seeing. That presence, just take those books. Take your files and documents that are watermarked revival on it. Watermarked revival. Take it. My God. Receive it. You must be taught to receive. You don't receive only when you say amen. So it said, it's not amen. It's not by the words of your mouth. The Bible says, with the heart man confesses, with the heart he believes. It doesn't stop at amen. Your heart must do something. Hence, your amen will be useless. He said, if you confess with your mouth and your heart does not believe, you still will not be saved. So this one, your heart does something. That's why we are saying, take it in. It's your heart engaged. Jesus, God said in the book of Jeremiah, say, who is this that engageth his heart to approach unto me? When you approach God by engaging your heart, you receive from him by the same method. It is your heart you make contact with God. Come on now, receive. Take those documents, those files from heaven. Receive them. John was given a file by an angel, a mighty angel, the kind of which we speak now that is present with us. They say, go, take the book that is in the angel's hand. He had to go and then take it, ask for it and took it. And then he ate it. Some of you have received it. That's why we are saying take it in. You see, the words are even plain exactly as Revelation 10 goes. Take it in. It's not like we scripted this, but we are just finding by light the alignment, the flow. It becomes true to you that this is the word, very word of God. My God, take it in. I just sense a fire again. Take it in. Something is going on in your spirit. Just take it in. My God, take it in. Father, we give you praise. My God. Ooh, glory. Hey! Sento Moshata Baya Karaba. There's a flow on the table. There's a flow on the table. Thank you. Thank you. Father, we give you praise. Blessed be your holy name. There's a flow on the table. Be thou exalted. In Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you. In Jesus' most precious name we are prayed.
Amen.
Amen. Well, time is far spent. I will end today. We have a round table. We continue for next week. Friday also. We trust God to communicate what was intended to be communicated today, save for the partition that came that needed administration. What you just experienced now is what is called the administration of the kingdom, where there are flows, and then there's somebody set by God to oversee that flow and to conduct and to administer it. A sense of fire, glory. Is the fire itself. Father, will give you praise. Hallelujah. I want to give this opportunity for a word from somebody. Please don't hold it. You have your witness and your testimony. Please share your file on the table if we have to hear it. And then we'll leave this balance here from us here to God with us on the table. And then we'll end today to continue from next week. Jesus is Lord. Floor is open. And then let's hear from those of us on the table. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much, sir. While we started, when you started speaking, and then I just felt kind of a fiery sensation on my palms. And before you started speaking throughout, I was just, while Brother Nelson was talking, all that was coming was organization, structure, sensitivity. Those things just kept coming. Organization, structure, sensitivity. And by the grace of God, lights also came through that direction, sir.
Glory to God.
Thank you, sir.
Let me pray with you, sir. I decree and declare that the very wisdom of God, the breath of the very wisdom of God, be breathed into your spirit even right now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hi. Decree and declare the very breath of the wisdom of God into your spirit right now in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
The breath of the very wisdom of God. Be revealed through you.
Amen. Amen.
Wisdom are in levels. There's the earthly wisdom, there's the sensual wisdom, but there's the wisdom of God. Your life, to every detail, will be a reflection of the wisdom of God.
Amen.
Even down to the way you arrange your personal life, the wisdom of God will. When the Queen of Sheba visited Solomon, the Bible says she saw the way he even went up to God. She saw the way his servants stood. She saw the way his tables were arranged. Everything he did, there was wisdom. That is the arrangement of his house. When you go and see the way he arranged his house, the way his servants were standing, their uniform, wisdom was everywhere. There was nothing that was done that wisdom was not involved. He took her breath away. The Bible said there was no more spirit in her. It's possible for wisdom to be. The wisdom is to be revealed in every aspect, down to the way your personal life is lived. That's why I declare upon you that every detail of your life, down to the organization of your life, your personal life, will reveal the wisdom of God.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I don't give you praise. All right, let's hear from somebody else. Somebody called me today, shared an encounter. I said, if it's an encounter you can share, you may want to hear it on the table. So let's hear from the rest of us that are here. That's the balance of the meeting now. We converge.
Praise the Lord. Sir.
Hallelujah.
So thank you very much for the privilege. I really bless God that I'm here. While you were talking about, before you even started speaking about receiving scrolls from heaven, I was actually, you know, my heart was very open and I was just trusting God for an encounter. And while I was there and I was listening, you were speaking, then all of a sudden it looked like there was a being in my presence, then, and it looked like some things were poured into my right ears, and this took like maybe close to 3 minutes. So I felt something, and the thing was, the sensation of what was going into my ears were more like an electric format, but it was very cold, like in form of an information was being downloaded inside. So, but while in my heart I was saying I received, and I was praying. Then afterward, you started mentioning the cases of, you know, individual receiving scrolls from heaven. As I'm saying it, I'm feeling the sensation is back right now, sir.
Hallelujah. It will continue. You see, it says the presence. This is an angel. It's an angel of an office. The angel joined to your office. There are angels joined to your office. Especially when you operate an office. Really, there are offices in the kingdom. When you operate from that offices, their minister, the Bible says, are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister to those who shall be heirs of? There are spirits that are joined to believers. Let them know how much more will be joined to offices in the kingdom. That's why when the admission began, the angel, the spirit, the ministering spirit, the presence was present. He's an agent of the kingdom of God. That's why I said it's a familiar presence. It's joined to this office in God. It's administering things to you. That's why I said before the sensation started, he said he was sensing like a being was in front of him. And maybe you heard we were saying that thing, that this revelation of presence we can sense, it's not as though it's just a being. This one is coming from an entity. And as I speak, I can just sense diverse things again. Another kind of thing. That's not the balance of faith. Maybe that's the balance he could say for now. But we give God praise. Let's take someone else's with the time we still have. Please feel free to talk on this table. That's why you are here. That's why the flyer says no seats.
Good evening, sir.
God bless you. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Okay, before you even got speaking, I think that was when Sir Nelson was speaking. I think there were just three words I was chanting. It was "we ascend," "I possess," and like "we enter." Those were the words, but it came as like a chant. So I kept singing it, I kept doing on it, and all of a sudden it was like I was in a place where I needed access to enter another place. And immediately that was when you just started speaking on the round table, where you said there were documents being shared. And it just became intense that I just started praying and praying, and I could just feel that sensation or that fire all over my body, that it just became super intense again, that I just continued praying and all of that. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. I told somebody, the barrier, the faith of God inside, we can host any kind of meeting as long as it is God that revealed the structure. This is, you can see what people are reporting. The presence is in there. That's to say that we are congregated in a place. The same similar experiences, you can see three persons are witnessed. They are in separate places. Some persons are in one party far in the, near the Atlantic. Another is somewhere close to the north. But the distance is not taken into consideration. Things are going on, and we don't care about the earthly arrangement. If it's a structure revealed from heaven, we will do it, and it will work. It will be tangible. The testimonies will be there. Why? It's God's structure that revealed it. The purpose is supposed to accomplish will be revealed inside the structure. Like we said, structure is designed to host. Is designed according to the objective. So if it's God that revealed this structure, whatever he wants to do, this structure is enough. Don't add to it. What I'm saying, therefore, by virtue of this, is that these things are actual. And all of these people I've seen heaven has made contact with them. That's why you see it fades into this kind of tangibility. And she's talking about access. Access is, like we say, access, you know what the moment they say, access locked. You can't enter. Locked. Until it is unlocked for you to see. There are things like locked realms. We have seen locked realms before. There are some of the principalities that locked them. Malabakashukataba. There are realms, it is principalities that locked them. There are realms that nobody has searched to discover them. They are hidden very deep. Some of you have had visions. And let me tell you, some of you have had visions where you were traveling and going and going and going and going and going into dark place. Everywhere was just confusion until you arrived and then you arrived at the place. Sir, you just discovered the realm. Somebody called Makayade Barakashakata. The pre-round table encounter meeting I had with people on the platform, some of them, a pre-round table encounter meeting. The following day, I will decree and say we are in the days of fearful revelations and hard living. I think we put it like that. In the days of drastic dimensions of clear visions and revelations. Somebody called me the following day and said, sir, that thing as well. Said the vision he had the overnight, he had never had that kind of vision. is this kind of vision that he said we went to a place outside of space. Like he didn't even, the place was somehow. And he was like, can we even know our way back? That was a realm discovered. There are realms that principalities lock themselves inside. There are realms that principalities locked. We don't want to talk about that now, but know that there are realms that principalities locked. That there is a possession. We will talk about this as we proceed. There is a possession that has to occur. Possession because something else occupies it. There are realms that principalities locked. Karate kosimata. That is a word for somebody. You are searching for something. You are saying God. Some of you are asking for very dangerous realms. Not to God. But when what is it contains is something the earth has never seen. There are principalities that lock realms. We are not saying this. We are saying what we are saying because of certain things, which we cannot begin to talk about. But there are realms that principalities have guide. They lock it. It's as if there's an empty house. Nobody is there, but there's a bulldog in front, inside the compound, that people cannot enter because if you enter, it rips, it just tears you off. Let me say this now. There's a word I want to give to somebody. The person is on the platform, but I've not. We spoke and we couldn't finish up because when he called me, I was in an office and I couldn't talk. Let me share the word because it pertains to everybody. I had it in mind to say it openly so that everybody benefits from it. That realm locked by principality. Take the image of an estate, of a compound, very large, filled with precious things, but they left a bulldog there, violent, aggressive. The people who enter, when you climb the fence and look into, you see the bones of men that it has fed on. When you step into that realm, you have to contend with the prince. There are some of you, you are encountering warfare. You are running away from fear. My friend, don't be out of your mind. I wanted to use a harder word. You think you enter there and you'll be taking ice cream? You will fight. The things you see we freely speak of now and freely possess in Christ, you think they were given freely? They came at a cost of warfare, very intense. People that knew us from years ago, they understand what we are talking about. Some of them didn't even understand the operation of our life again. In short, there was a particular sister then in school, one of the leaders, she said, I was concerned for you. I didn't know what was happening to you again. But they were unbelievable things. Now they are easily possessed and what? You think we got it by taking honey and ice cream? So you want to enter inside the gate and then possess it? You ask for the hard things of the kingdom. You don't know you have asked also for the hard principalities of the devil. There were people back then in school. I'll say to them, come, let's open a realm for you. But once you open it, you will face warfare. If you succeed, you will possess a key in the kingdom. Some didn't come. In short, there was a name. They used to say, let's not say that here. So, Benjamin, let me even talk to Benjamin. There are certain keys you ask for. You have to be willing to pay the price for the keys. You don't think it will come as an easy. See, it's a waste of time to be at the devil. You go at it and confront it. If you are locked inside the compound with the beast, one of you must go. So you make up your mind that there are realms that principalities locked. When you ask for that realm and you are given access to it, you will contend with it. God said to Moses, he said, I have given to you Sihon, the king of Heshbon and his land. Now begin to contend with him in battle and possess it. Kai. The last, yes, but he said, go and fight. You want the land of Heshbon, you will fight for it. It's yours. The enemy is not contending for it because it's not yours. He's contending for it because it's yours. It has been given to you rightly, but he still wants to contend. He said, the land of Sihon, the king of Heshbon, is yours. So, but go and contend with him in battle. He didn't say contend with him in words. Go and fight. Some of you ask for realms in Christ Jesus. Some of you don't know that the inheritance of the Messiah is still being given to him. So the inheritance that he's lord over, that he is yet to possess fully. Take for instance, even the earth reveals to you, are there not countries in the world that the Bible is banned? The Bible is a contraband. It's not allowed. Christianity can't be practiced openly. Is he not lord also of those states? If he is lord, why is it that there he's not allowed and he's not saying it? It tells you that there are inheritances of Christ that are still going to be given to him. So if that is like that in the physical, it shows you that there's also the similitude of that in the spiritual. That there are realms he's lord over. But somebody has to go there and enthrone him as lord there in truth. The same way the British army, David's army will go to a place and enthrone him as king over the place and they will be subdued. He won't come there. He will put a man there to rule. The same way the British ruled Nigeria and set governors in the states. Their throne was in England, but they had governors here. The queen ruled the nation through the thrones she set. That is how the kingdom will operate. Christ will rule the realm through the throne he will give you. Which was why we taught in 2016 the message, come up hither. 2016, we taught that message. And we said, people say the second heavens is where the devils stay. I told them in that meeting, I said, why are they, you think the design is for them to be there? You are supposed to cast them down. Peter, do you remember?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's not the realm of princes. It's not the realm of devils. It's Christ's realm. The Bible says he's head over all principalities. Would you know what that means? So I told them, he says, it's time to cast them down from the second heavens. It was a hard message. That meeting, everywhere was silent. The people were just looking. It's not like, it took unbelievable. One brother that came to the house, I think earlier before that day, and saw me sitting in the house. When he came to the meeting and after the meeting, he was introduced in the house. Yeah, he looked at me, he spoke with me, he discussed and all that. When he came to the meeting, after the meeting, he began to be afraid. I was like, is it that guy I saw at home that is this now? They have never thought that the second heavens should be possessed by the saints, that they are to cast down principalities. Warfare is there. Why did I even jump here? It's to say to you. So somebody could say, I'm having warfare. Oh God, if you see the ones we had, they are here now. People that were part of them, even the ones we had when we do meetings. We encountered the warfare in a vigil from 2 a.m. The meeting, we sat down and didn't know what was happening. We sat down. I was teaching and then all of a sudden the anointing was, I just sensed the teaching anointing just sort of couldn't make touch with it again. So I thought maybe the teaching has finished. I tried to worship, it was not there. So I didn't know what to do and I went to sit down. Meeting was going on, the speaker was sitting, the people that were in the meeting, the vigil, we all sat down and we were just looking. At some point, some persons even lay down, they were trying to rest. And some people were wondering, okay, I was also finding out what was happening until I got revelation that there is a warfare here. And they said, stand up. We now know what is going on, why everything happened. We drew near and principalities drew near. We have to engage them. When we began to blast them by God and set up a formation in the spirit, people started reporting visions of seeing faces of demons and principalities. You know what I'm talking about? Peter, you were in that meeting. Very, yes, very. We were reporting visions and all manner. And we blasted them. When it finished, then we had encounter with angels pouring oil on people. That was the beginning. You know why we struck the heavens? So you want to enter in warfare? Going, you don't know what you are looking for. If you lie, don't be careful. They will deal with you. When you ask for the serious things of the kingdom, you have to be serious-minded. Which is why it's a post prayer point. God doesn't answer it for the sake of their own safety. But if they answer your prayer point, the way you are living your life, it's your own undoing. So he loves you. He said, just don't bind him. You can't have that now. Between David and the throne and the kingdom, there was a giant. Somebody had a prophecy about a giant that they are yet to share with me. They told me this morning or this afternoon. And I said, if it's something you can share at the table, it happened after the meeting yesterday. So if something you can share at the table, would like to hear it. But if it's not, then maybe you share with us personally and then we may be able to filter the one that can go out to people, because maybe it's very personal. But I don't know if they're able to share it, if they have discovered by God something they can share, or it's still very personal and they cannot, they can just say it within a few seconds. But that's what it is. God is with you. There are realms that principalities locked. That's a word that gives somebody insight. There are realms that principalities locked. We don't want to talk about unlocking dimensions today. If not, some person may not come down here tonight. Glory to God. We are far into 11 minutes past our time.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So while you were speaking, while you started speaking about administration and you were saying the revival fire has been shared, I felt something, a higher dimension of a peace just poured upon my heart. And at the same time, I felt much fire. In the midst of that peace, I began to feel fire again. So it's something I've never felt before. So I just want to thank God for that. I don't know what it means, but I just want to thank God for that.
It means a lot. You see, he's saying that it's something he has never felt before. That's a new experience. No, it's a new dimension. You are having that new experience and something you've never felt because there's a new opening. It's a new dimension. Things are set. I wish you take this table seriously. Destinies are being defined. The gifts of God and the gifts of God that he gave to us are very weighty. Very, very weighty. But he told us, do it through this medium. So don't let the channel of administration make you undermine. Oh, they are not doing it on this. They are not doing it on big. It is for your own good. You are easily connecting. New things, destinies are shaped and defined here. God is with you. Congratulations to all of you. God bless you. I love you all in Christ Jesus. And the things that we do in God is for everyone here and many that will still come by God. The idea of this round table is to go global, that we'll have a global audience. And watch it, it will go global until, as God wills, we would add other implementation. But the idea of this is to go global. And hence, before the next week, the table round table meeting for next week, publicity would have made our video publicities and be all on the channel. There are words that we put up on the YouTube channel and teachings already on the YouTube channel. You can go and visit them. There's a word that was put up recently called the prophet's scroll. Please, it's a word that you can't escape. You need the things that were said there. It is relevant for you. It will give you direction on some things you have received here. So go and check it up. The link on the YouTube channel is in the flyer. But just search for Kingdom Global Network on Facebook. Sorry, on YouTube. You will see the messages pop up. You will see the prophet scroll. Listen to it. It's about 38 minutes long, but it's worth every time you will use it. God be praised. God bless you. And also bring in somebody that you sense should be here. The administration, we are talking about gifts. There are other miracles and signs that will be happening. But it's according as God wills. Healings and all manner. Jesus is with. See you next time at the table. God bless you. And bring somebody. Share the link. Say, join this channel. They host a gathering on Fridays. And within the week, called roundtables. The things going on there are unbelievable. You have to experience this. And it's a seed you are sowing into a life. God bless you. See you again at the round table next week. And Jesus is Lord. Father, we thank you for what you have done. Receive the praise of your glory. Be thou exalted. Be thou magnified. Thank you, mighty God. In Jesus' most precious name we have prayed.